We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, which is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible. Coming up, the latest episode of KCSN Update, your daily Chiefs podcast and video from us here at KCSN. It's the headlines, rumors, stories, and stats people are talking about to get you through the day and caught up with all things Chiefs. Different guests each week with different perspectives. The latest episode of KCSN Update, proudly presented by DraftKings, begins now.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to KCSN Update, brought to you by our pals at DraftKings. We are so happy to have you guys joining us yet again this week. We are here in Las Vegas for the Shrine Game. So why don't we talk a little bit about the Shrine Game? I mean, we've got 2 weeks to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs being in the Super Bowl. We're going to give just a small pause to tell you five players to watch for the East-West Shrine Game. I am joined by my good pals, Kent Swanson, Maddie Lane. Fellas, we're in Vegas still covering this game. How you feeling?
This is KCSN Update brought to you by the KC Laboratory. That's what this is right now.
And speaking of DraftKings, we're about to talk about the NFL draft prospects that are going to help the Chiefs.
Can I walk out?
Yeah.
Defend their Super Bowl that are going to win in a couple weeks, too.
Yes, absolutely. These are, you know, obviously there's a lot of guys here. Oh, yeah. We have talked to a whole bunch of them. This is a good crew. It's a really good crew that we've gotten to see here at practice this week. It has been a phenomenal week that we've been out here. Eric Galco is putting on a great time here. But we're going to give you five players to watch just for the game specifically. We're going to get into other guys throughout the process.
And I do want to just say, Zay Flowers, a wide receiver from Boston College, if he plays, and there's just right now we don't know for sure everyone that's going to play or not play in this game, but if Zay Flowers is playing, he's a wide receiver from Boston College, I believe he's number four. Mm-hmm. If he plays, keep your eyes on him because he just moves differently. He won't be hard to find. I don't know if he's playing in this game, though. Like, I'm not 100% sure right now. I don't believe he was at practice the second to last day, so I don't know what his status for the game is going to be, so he's not going to be on the rest of his list.
Say, but he might be a first-round pick.
Yeah. Zay Flowers. Yeah, he's going to be number four. You're not going to need a number. You're just not going to need a number. He moves differently. But let's keep it in the wide receiver family. I'm gonna go first here. Demario Douglas. Wide receiver out of Liberty. He's going to be wearing number 11. He has really shown out this week. I was not familiar with him as a prospect before this week. We went out there, and he's just been open all week long. He's been routing guys up. He's been getting clean in and out of breaks. But I've been most impressed with his hands. A lot of these out routes, these quarterbacks are doing a pretty good job of getting him the ball, but some of these passes that aren't perfect, that are a little bit outside of his frame, that he's having to jump and dive and go get, he's actually hauling them in. And for a smaller guy, it's been really impressive to watch him out here finding all this space against this group of guys, whether it be man, whether it be zone. It's not just one-on-ones that we're seeing him do this in. We're seeing him do it a lot in team as well. A lot of the one-on-ones are, you know, very clearly stacked towards the wide receiver. His performance in team has been the most impressive things. This reminds me a little bit of when we were kind of just praising Kyle Phillips at this game last year because he was always open. He was hauling everything in. Demario Douglas looks the part in that way as well.
And so Douglas is just under 5'8", 175 pounds. So he's a little slot wide receiver.
He's even a little smaller than Kyle Phillips.
He's a smaller wide receiver, so you're probably going to mostly find him working out of the slot or at least off the line of scrimmage. But sometimes it just doesn't matter, right? Sometimes when you're looking at guys this size, it doesn't always matter because his ability to change directions, his ability to use quick feet and just create instant separation is always there. You're going to be hard-pressed to find a guy that's going to have, you know, more secure hands than him in this kind of situation. For a guy that's smaller, he still has almost 31-inch arms. This is just a lot of numbers, but essentially that means his catch radius isn't tiny. Like, it's a decent-sized catch radius, especially for a smaller wide receiver, and that shows up as he's digging passes out of the ground or he's getting up in the air a little bit to catch some. So he's not the biggest guy, but as a slot wide receiver that you're going to use on underneath routes, maybe threaten the field up over the top, he's a guy that has flashed time and time and time again down here. And there's a few receivers of a similar size. He definitely stands out a little bit more than some of the other ones just for his ability to create constant separation and consistently catch the football.
And I'm glad you brought the underneath stuff up, because I still think that's where he's going to make his bread and butter. Yes. When he's at the next level, I don't think he's a guy that's really going to stretch you a ton vertically, but the reliability, to your point, I think is such a crucial piece of this too. Is if you're going to be a guy that's going to operate in the slot, you're going to have to be trusted to catch consistently. And obviously there's not a ton of contact happening here, but he's shown that with whatever opportunities he's given to this point, what, you know, he's not necessarily going over the middle and super worried about getting blown to shreds. But at the same time, it doesn't matter because he's made a lot of tough catches. He's, you know, he's made up for some poor throws at times. And he's done what, you know, he's done everything you could have asked this week out of him.
Yeah, absolutely. Really put on a good performance. So, next guy we're going to go to, the second guy of this. We're going with a nose tackle.
Woo!
That's right. Going with a nose tackle. Going with DeAndre Coburn, number 99 out of Texas. Kent, why don't you tell us a little bit about DeAndre this week?
I think you're kind of surprised by the movement skills a little bit. I think there's a little bit more him than you kind of see, you know, on tape and what you kind of expect out of a nose tackle. Now, he's not going to be this – you're not going to confuse him for the biggest defensive tackle on the planet. You know, he's not going to think he looks like Dontari Boat, but he's a well-built guy, a little bit on the shorter side, but he moves well. And he looked natural when we were watching him do some of those drills earlier in the week. Like, just the fluidity that he was able to show was kind of impressive for a guy that big. So, like, I think that movement skills are what stand out the most for him. Kind of a little Colin Saunders-y from some of the fluidity that you see. Maybe not the overall athletic profile, but from a fluidity perspective.
I'm so sorry to do this to you, Craig. It's Keandre with a K, Coburn. I'm sorry. I know. I don't want to do it. I want to be that guy, but it's Keandre with a K.
Yes, I said it wrong. Forgive me, Keandre. Lots of names out here this week. Oh, my goodness.
Ken is right. He's not the tallest guy. He's 6'1", but 344 pounds.
Big deal.
Yeah.
He's a unit. He's a unit, and you see somebody like this, and you kind of start to get a little worried on, okay, yes, maybe he can eat up space, but what's his range like out of that space? Can he actually move to get somewhere, or is he just eating up space? No, he can move. This guy is very explosive. He's light on his feet. He's got some good lateral agility, so he can exchange his gaps. He can hold the point of attack, but then more than that, he doesn't have to be off the field on pass rushing downs. Does he have the biggest pass rush arsenal given the body type? No, because he's a pretty easy target to land hands on. Thing is, it doesn't matter if you get hands on him when he can just drive you 10 yards back because he's 6'1", 344 pounds and explosive as hell, right?
Natural leverage.
He's looked phenomenal out here running the pad drill, being asked to move, stop the run, stop the pass. I think right now he's a little bit more of a one-gap defensive tackle. He's probably not a guy you want just eating double teams because he doesn't have the best length or the ability to really extend guys off of him. But when you want him to get himself into a gap, own it, and then explode out of there when he needs it, he's perfect fit for some team looking for that.
And the Chiefs have done a good job of finding, you know, shorter arm nose tackles and maximizing them in that regard. Derek Nnadi doesn't have the most length, but he's still able to kind of transition and play some of those gaps. The difference is when you watch Keandre run the bags, it is impressive. Like, he's running them with some of these edge guys, and watching him turn and punch and the fluidity through the frame is rare for a guy that size. We talk about it all the time. The NFL is looking for these big guys in the middle that you can leave in the box on nickel downs, that can still run with some of the wide zone stuff, get a little bit of pressure against the pass, and plug so that you can play a lot of too high. He makes a ton of sense for a team that's going to do that. I am not going to be surprised if you hear his name a whole bunch of times in this game, because he's constantly going to be pushing the pocket and he's going to be constantly chasing stuff down. All right, the third guy I got to go with here, Maddie. This is potential my guy, maybe, after this week. I mean, there's a lot of them, but Ketrell Clark, and I am right on that one.
You
Ketrell
are.
Ketrell Clark, number 13 out of Louisville, playing corner. I mean, he has been so fun this week.
So let's get some of this stuff out of the way. He's 5'10", 179 pounds, sub 30-inch arms. He's Trent McDuffie size, but a little bit lighter. Yeah. Okay, that's what we're looking at here. So he's not a big corner. But here's the thing. But here it is. You are not going to find a corner better at blowing up a screen pass than Ketrell Clark. And he's going to sit there and tell you that that's his favorite thing to do on a football field. And what's he going to do the very next day after he tells you that? Blow up a screen play in practice and then hit the gritty and then go talk to the guy that whose block he beat during it. This man talks nonstop. He is constantly chirping. He is the leader this year from what I've seen on game film or at practice of the all-chirp squad. Last year it was Jack Jones out of Arizona State who went for the Patriots. How was he?
Oh, he's pretty good.
You know,
pretty darn good. Ketrell Clark is the leader of the all-chirp team. It's a little smaller corner, but quick feet, good athlete, and it's just the edge. The chip he plays with on his shoulder. He's feisty. He competes. He's locking guys up. He had an interception in one of the practices. Then he blew up a screen play. Then he tipped another pass that got intercepted by a teammate. Needless to say, he was pretty loud during that day, which is, I mean, that's all I need to put a my guy stamp.
Fearless. I mean, everything you just described with the chirping and the physicality, it's fearlessness. And what I was kind of impressed with is he was pressing against a lot bigger receivers in practices, and he was performing pretty well, all things considered. Like, he wasn't afraid. He was physical with them. He was on the attack. And he disrupted some plays as a smaller corner. So, like, you see, maybe not the biggest guy, but, like, man, he plays a lot bigger than he is. Like, obviously you're not going to lean on him to do that kind of stuff all the time. But, man, like, he's still playing bigger than he is.
Yeah, and we as Chiefs fans just got done seeing Trent McDuffie have to go up against a lot of big receivers this season. He had to face a lot of guys that he was giving up a lot of size to. And the way that you can counter that is by being a good athlete and playing fearlessly. And Ketrell is both of those. And got to talk to him this week, got to sit down. That interview is coming a little bit later on in this offseason.
One of the best interviews of the
season. It really, really was. But to hear how he gets his teammates into it, like, it doesn't matter where he lands in the NFL, they're going to love him. They are absolutely going to love him because he is just that guy in the locker room that's always going to preach, that's always going to be loud, that's always going to talk and let you know where he is and back up his teammates. He picked up so many guys after big plays. Maybe they allow a pass. Maybe they come up with something. He's on the sidelines picking them up, and every single time there was a PBU, interception, whatever it was, he's also the guy that's letting them know how well they did. Just an ultimate team guy. I loved watching him play. I loved talking to him. He would be a my guy for me as well.
Hey,
Maddie,
do you guys want to know one of my guys?
What's that?
BJ Kissel here to tell us about DraftKings.
You're listening to the fastest growing sports media network in Kansas City, KC Sports Network. We'll be back right after this.
The stage is set and we're counting down to the battle in Arizona. There's no better way to get ready for the NFL action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 57. New customers can bet $5 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Plus, all new and existing customers can take a shot at an even bigger payout with DraftKings stepped-up same-game parlays. Boost your Super Bowl 57 winnings with each leg you add up to 100%. Chiefs and Eagles, the Andy Reid, Kelce Brothers Bowl, this is going to be amazing. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KCSN. New customers can bet $5 on Super Bowl 57 and get $200 in free bets instantly. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code KCSN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. Void in Ohio. See show notes for details.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.
All right, we are back. We got two more players to watch here. This one. Speaking of BJ Kissel, just heard from here. Jalen Graham, a kind of hybrid safety linebacker. That's what he told us as well. But guy that plays a safety linebacker, number 50 out of Purdue, played with George Karloftis recently here. Shows plenty of range. Like, he's one of those guys when you're looking at linebacker drills, and especially in all-star games, once again, it's not slanted in their favor. Especially run fits and things like that, they can't bring guys to the ground. So you don't get the full depiction of what these guys can do. And so a lot of times the highlights that you see are guys in coverage, in wide open space, against super dynamic back. It's not fair.
It's so unfair.
The
linebackers have it worse than anybody.
Because really,
they run these running back angle routes. There's literally nothing. There's literally just
they got nobody to pass it off
field.
To. Yeah,
you're just you. They can widen as much as they want. They can break it off as like it's just it's ridiculous it for is. Those guys. They just don't get any. They don't get any love,
except for Jalen Graham, who looked good doing that this week. And yeah. You know, coverage linebackers are hard to come by. It's not something that you're going to find a ton of. He's a smaller guy, plays a little bit of safety, plays a little bit of linebacker, definitely a dime linebacker type, a guy that's going to play a lot of special teams but has a chance to contribute on dime downs, third downs, got to have it downs. Those are so important for NFL teams right now. Jalen Graham showed up, showed true kind of range between the numbers. Guys that could get outside, can defend some of that zone stuff. There were a lot of backs that have some speed on this roster, and he was able to cut them off, prevent big plays from happening, was able to stay in coverage, do a good job in that regard. He really showed up, and he was one of BJ's guys. We put him on the interview list because BJ, you know, out there, one of the first practices,
demanded it.
Said, you know what? That guy. I like that guy. And he progressed throughout the week.
Yeah, so 6'2", 224 pounds. It's not a traditional linebacker size, especially for a Steve Spagnuolo level defense, if you're looking at it strictly from a Chiefs perspective. But at some point in time, you might just need athleticism. You might just need guys that can go out there and defend the pass in that role. And that's Jalen Graham. Like, that's what he has done at Purdue. That's what he's been doing at these practices. Mm-hmm. Like, he very clearly looks like we use move differently in various different terms. Yeah. Compared to other linebackers, he clearly is a better athlete. He's faster. He's more explosive. And at no point in time when he's going up to take on a blocker, at no point in time when he's working on, a pass rush drill, having to deal with a running back or a tight end, does he look small. He doesn't look small out there despite not being as big as a traditional linebacker, but it's really when he's opening up that gate, getting out there to move. And when you talk to him, he understands his assignments and coverage. He knows how to work from 1 to 2 to 3 when you sit down and talk to him. So I think he's a guy, if there is a linebacker that can flash in this setting, it's somebody like him with his skill set. So I'm excited to see him during the game.
Comfortability as an overhang, obviously, with the background there. And like, you can tell, like, he's just natural movement skills. You know, modern linebackers, you might want to have the conversation about being able to be better in coverage first. You know, I mean, at least I would. That's just me. That's just my personal preference. And, like, he's got that down a little bit. But he doesn't look completely lost the closer he plays to the ball. I mean, I don't think he's not elite at block deconstruction necessarily. But, you know, maybe you can protect him a little bit in that regard and let some of that athleticism take over as an overhang a little bit more.
He's slippery. I think that that's how he beats blocks. He's slippery. Yeah. When he sees that gap, he's got the explosiveness and the speed to slip blocks. So you can use him kind of wide there. He's not completely useless against the run. Fifth one.
Woo!
Last one that we're going to talk about here.
Let's get it.
Last one?
No, we're mad at answering this one here. The entire East Edge group.
That's the team coached by the Falcons. That I don't know what it'll be. Yeah, I don't know what it'll be easier for people. No, East team, Falcons team, whatever. That team.
This group, honestly, going into this week, I had some guys that I liked. Caleb Murphy, who's one of the edges out of Ferris State here. He wears number 90. He's about 6'4", 250, 32.5-inch arm, so not quite all the way out there to Steve Spagnuolo length. He has been just a monster in these practices. And, again, we use the term move differently a lot. A lot of these guys that we've been seeing – he's been running with the linebackers for a lot of this. They're going to play a 3-4. Caleb Murphy's very comfortable coming out of Ferris State, dropping into coverage.
I mean, his rushes were – I mean, a lot of his rushes, even in one-on-ones, were in a two-point stance.
We're in a two-point stance. And so he's a bigger dude that drops into coverage. People are going to look at that and go, I don't know that I want a guy that can do that. But he's very comfortable doing that. When he's running with the rest of the linebackers, you know – he's one of the better ones as far as, you know, feeling out the zones, feeling where the drop is supposed to be. You tell him to drop to 10 yards, he's pedaling out and he's dropping to 10 yards and he's anchored there. That's hard to do. That's not something that you can do very well. And then he turns around. Guys, he led the NCAA in sacks last season and did it with a variety of pass rush moves, really showcased all of that, has a real knack for it. When we sat down and talked to him, he discussed, you know, the different ways, the different things that he looks for out of tackles, the different tendencies, what he's going to transition with his counter moves. That showed up on the field every single day. His ability to transition from speed to power, really get into his counters quickly. A lot of these guys, you know, have a counter, but it takes a little too long to delay and get to it. Caleb Murphy was transitioning to that really quickly. He was really fun to watch, really intelligent player, very versatile. I was really excited to see him, and he lived up to the hype for that.
Who do you want to go with here?
I'll go. There's like several I'll go with.
There's so many.
I'll go with BJ Thompson, though, just because he's one of the more unique profiles I think that you're going to have in this entire Shrine game.
He looks like Danielle Hunter. I think that's the best way I can describe it.
It's there's some Danielle Hunter vibes to it, and he's a guy that, you know, we talked. He won a dunk competition at Baylor when he was at Baylor.
He'll explain it.
He'll explain it when in the
but he's currently and stuff. Coming but out of.
He went to Stephen F. Austin after his time at Baylor. And he's one of the more unique athletic physical profiles, a guy that wanted to be a basketball player at first. And I think that's why you bring that up is like, you know, there's a lot of guys that are trying to make it in basketball. He looked at it and said, "Hey, I'm going to try to be an edge rusher." So, a little bit leaner of profile, but he's kind of skinny.
238 pounds.
For 6'5", a legitimate 6'5", and some change. So, I think he's still kind of learning how to rush the passer a little bit. But there are still so many physical qualities that he's allowed to win with and able to win with that are just so tantalizing. And it's not that he's just a completely raw prospect. I think he can win off the edge. I think he's got a little bit of fluidity through his lower half. He's just going to have to figure out how to develop a little bit more physically and how to learn how to win a little bit with more physicality as he's trying to build a pass rush plan.
He's going to stick out when you turn on the game because he's got long looking levers. It's so
just,
long.
He looks like Danielle Hunter coming out of LSU. Like, I think if anyone remembers that, it's just so long but still kind of skinny. To add to that, yes, I agree with Kent. Needs to be a little bit more physical, a little stronger, and develop a wider array of pass rush moves. But here's the thing. He can reach down and pluck a blade of grass off the ground and not lose any speed. He's so flexible. Bendy. And then he has the singular best pass rush move we have seen here all week was his inside spin counter to that. It's quick. It's perfect. There's an ice pick on the end. The footwork is precise. So he's going to stick out. There's going to be some weaknesses to his game, especially defending the run.
And there might be a role, but like I said, there might be a role for him to see opportunity immediately on the field.
Yep. Yeah. As a pass rusher.
As a pass rusher.
And so I'll collect my last two favorite from here. Just oh, for
you're gonna
me.
Go, you're going to go two.
I am. Jose Ramirez.
Shocker.
Defensive end out of Eastern Michigan. So good. Out of the guys we've mentioned, he's maybe the closest to a Spags type because he does have the longest. He's a little bit heavier than a BJ Thompson, a little bit longer arms than Caleb Murphy. He's a little shorter, but I mean, he's going to give anybody's first step explosion. Run for the money off the line of scrimmage. We've seen him dip the shoulder, reduce his surface area, and really turn up the arc. And then even before practice, like, so he's dominating with that fluidity and that burst here as a pass rusher. Craig and I watched a little bit of his tape that we could find.
Oh my.
His sacks are coming from, I mean, all different moves. Long arm, inside rip, spin move, bull rush, the just speed up the outside. He's got a full array of pass rush moves.
It took us 7 sacks to find a move that he repeated.
Yeah.
I mean, it was insane.
So there's a lot there. So there's, I think he's still developing. You know, coming out of Eastern Michigan, he's still developing physically, and he's still developing that pass rush plan. But you see the groundwork laid for it. And then on the other side, Yasir Abdullah, defensive end slash off ball linebacker from Louisville, I believe number 51 out there for that East team.
Yep.
But he's a little bit smaller, 6 foot, maybe just a hair over 234 pounds. Smaller guy, 100% a designated pass rusher in this sense. Nobody can touch him. He's so quick. He's so fluid. He's so loose. He looked kind of like a Josh Uche trying to rush around the edge. It's just hard to get hands on somebody that small. I don't think he has the power of an Uche or anything like that. He's just so hard to get your hands on and limit him as a pass rusher. So I think he's just a guy to keep an eye on as a designated pass rusher at the next level because he wins and he wins quick.
And see, that's the edge group there. Those guys were meeting at the quarterback. All practice,
five of
every
them. I can
practice.
Name one more. Dante Stills, there's
yeah,
five.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and Dante Stills is playing on the interior, 55 out of West Virginia, kind of a tweener guy. Like, we see a lot of Mike Dana in this guy. Like, he wins on the inside. They moved him around all the time at West Virginia. Played on the outside, comfortable doing both. Gary Stills' son, Chiefs, you know, special teams tackles leader, Gary Stills. He ends up playing there. He's on that team as well. That defensive line as a whole is a handful. So,
and they got Keon J. Coburn eating blocks up in the middle.
Yes.
For
yes, they do. Yes, they do. So keep an eye on those guys. That's going to do it for KCSN Update, our East-West Shrine Bowl game preview. I think Maddie.
Yep.
For joining me.
Thanks,
I thank
Kent
for joining me. Listen, it's been a long week in Vegas. We will be back with more Chiefs coverage for you as the Chiefs get ready for the Super Bowl.
Thanks, BJ.
Really appreciate everybody joining me. Be kind to each other, and we will catch you later.
Thanks for listening to KC Sports Network. Don't forget to hit that follow button and leave us a review if you like what you heard and think others would as well. You can find all 6 of our channels at KCSN, covering the Chiefs, the Royals, Sporting KC, and the KC Current, plus KU, K-State, or Mizzou by searching KCSN wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube. Entertain, educate, inform. KC Sports Network.